No, I'm not indeed. I'm not one bit surprised. You know, Donegal has always the most of all the bad statistics in the country and the least of any of the good statistics in the country, and that's a sign of the neglect that Donegal has had over many, many years. And you know, and the medical card is a medical card. Having a medical card is a measure of income rather than of medical need as well too. So it shows that income levels in Donegal are the lowest as well in the country because of that very fact. You know, I do believe that the medical card should be rolled out even further, and I do believe that there is a lot of people in Donegal who the medical card is based on income rather than based on illness and particular illnesses, and a lot of people do miss out on medical cards because of that reason too. Like, you know, there's, unfortunately there's many cancer sufferers who don't get a medical card because of the fact that the income levels they're on are quite high in that as well, and I think the medical card needs to be based on medical need rather than on income solely.
You said there that you wanted more people to be able to avail of a medical card, but we are seeing GPs and GP practices very much a crisis point, particularly in rural areas. There's not enough GPs to go around. So how would that really work?
Yeah, well, that's because the HSE haven't supported the GP services, and you know, and we've seen that GP services had some reduced funding from the financial crash, which is about now over 12 years ago, and that funding hasn't been restored either for GPs. You know, so we need to reimagine and revisit the whole GP service and how it actually works, and develop the GP service as well too, that there's more diagnostic services available in local communities, because that would actually ease up the pressure on our hospital services as well. But in order to do that, we need to support our GPs as well to provide those services. And I think that's why we need to reimagine what we're doing.